From guided nature walks and canoe trips to ecosystem restoration, this week in June is about all things green in Burnaby. From June 4 to 10, the city of Burnaby will be celebrating Burnaby Environment Week with a plethora of family-friendly, environmentally themed activities to help community members get more in touch with nature. The local celebrations coincide with Canadian Environment Week held across the country. Here are some fun-filled events in Burnaby you can take part in to make a positive environmental impact. Commuter Challenge. While we may love our cars and road trips, especially in the summer, the city is urging residents to find enjoyable alternative modes of transport to make a positive impact by participating in the Commuter Challenge from June 4 to 10. The program, run by a team of volunteers, is a week-long friendly competition between Canadian cities and workplaces, where individuals and workplaces can track emission reduction impacts, calorie consumption, distance and fuel cost savings during the week when they leave their cars at home and celebrate active and sustainable transportation. The event follows Go by Bike Week, May 29 to June 4, during which folks are encouraged to bike to work and track their progress. While there may be fees associated with workplaces, individual participants can log their commute for free and reflect on the impact at the end of the week. For more information and registration, visit their website. Guided nature trip and canoe trip. Who doesn't love a stroll in the park and basking in the sun? On Sunday, June 4, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., enjoy a guided nature walk with a Burnaby Lake Park Association, BLPA, guide and learn about the wonderful things in nature, the cool-looking insects, the beautiful birds and just about everything. Although the walk is free, due to limited spaces available, registration is required. For more information and to register, visit website. The city is also offering two free sessions of guided canoe trips on Deer Lake, where participants can experience the sights and sounds of Deer Lake in the heart of Burnaby. No paddling experience necessary, but as of this publication, the event has been sold out. Interested folks can still register to be put on the waitlist here. All About the Tree, pop-up activity at the amazing Brentwood. On Sunday, June 4, the city's arborists and planning staff will be at the amazing Brentwood to answer the community's questions about the present and future of the urban forest management strategy and the new official community plan process. With Burnaby's expansive tree canopy, the activity will highlight the work it takes to manage their health and well-being. Ecosystem restoration event at Caribou Heights Forest. If you missed last week's Lower Mainland Green Team's litter cleanup and storm drain marking event, worry not, the city, along with LMGT and the Caribou Heights Forest Preservation Society, is bringing a special ecosystem restoration event on Saturday, June 10, from 9:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. Roll up your sleeves and join them for an invasive species plant removal. With only limited spaces available, organizers advise registering early. If you're interested in participating in storm drain marking sessions from June 4 to 10, you can also reach out to ecoplanning@burnaby.ca to volunteer. Eco Center Open House. The Burnaby Eco Center will be hosting an open house for community members to learn about reducing waste in a fun, engaging way. The free open house will feature live music and delve into 20-plus different recycling categories and how you can reduce waste and contribute to a greener Burnaby. A free bag of compost will also be available to Burnaby residents on a first-come, first-served basis, maximum two per household. They offering a chance to meet their staff Falcon. Indigenous photo tour at Deer Lake. Indigenous guides and photographers John Preissel and Lori Beeman will be taking you on a photography tour of Deer Lake, focusing on tips for both film cameras and phones and sharing some Indigenous history, including the legend of Deer Lake, as told by Preissel's great-great-grandfather, Chief Joe Capilano of the Squamish Nation. The 1.5-hour tour will start and finish at Spirit Square at the Shadbolt Center for the Arts, by Musqueam Nation artist Thomas Cannell's Spirit Square basalt stone figures at 1 p.m. and will go through mostly flat grounds with occasional short hills. Participants are advised to bring water, a sun hat and a camera, including phone cameras.